Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman says a dramatic change he's seen in schools, particularly in the last decade, is the level of support offered outside the classroom. Northfield High School Principal Joel Lear and ALC Director Daryl Keller presented their continued improvement plans for the 18-19 school year to the board Monday night. Hellman said the end goal for both schools is graduation, but they come at it differently. For the Area Learning Center, attendance is the biggest hurdle.
Our Area Learning Center does a lot of unique things to make sure that they are focusing on getting the students to school.
It's not that they don't want to be there. Some students have other factors outside of school that affect their ability to attend. The ALC focuses on community and making sure students feel safe. Hellman added,
one of their goals is that 100% of their students will graduate with a life plan.
They keep records of those plans, using the data to help guide them in the future. With resources and partnerships such as Healthy Community Initiative, Northfield Promise, faith-based organizations, and more, Northfield is uniquely set up to set up our children for success. Northfield Hospital and Clinics had success with a clean audit. Mayor Pownell commented that we have a well-run city hospital. Clifton Allen Larson, Auditor Rob Sheely presented to council this week, praising the finance department for their long reputation of accuracy. He added that only about 5% of the audits they perform have that kind of cleanliness. NHNC also has 220 days cash on hand, which translates to $60 million. Another impressive feat by the hospital. You can view the entire city council meeting on the city's website at ci.northfield.mn.us. Northfield's Community Action Center turns 50. An anniversary celebration is slated for Thursday, August 23rd, emphasizing the power of community and storytelling. Boyd Hoopert of Care 11 and Land of 10,000 Stories will serve as MC. Proceeds from the celebration will support housing needs in the Northfield community. More information and ticket purchasing is available at communityactioncenter.org. The full press release is on kymnradio.net. And when the Minnesota group Hamster Wheel got a call from NBC's America's Got Talent, they thought it was a joke. On Tuesday night, the group, made up of St. Olaf's physics professor Jason Engbricht and his former students, 2011 graduate Bryce Danielson and 2013 graduate Christian Weeks, got the nod for the Rube Goldberg machine. Talent scouts from the show tracked them down after they saw machines they made for Target and 3M advertising projects. It took 300 hours to build the machine for AGT. It was triggered by a cell phone call from Simon Cowell to host Tyra Banks. Whether there will be more Rube Goldberg machines coming from the trio is up for speculation. News from around the state is next.